This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Good to be with you on this Sunday morning, and good to be joined right out of the gate by someone who was back pitching at Busch Stadium on Friday. Adam Wainwright is with us. Good morning, Waino. It's great to kick off this St. Louis tradition with you. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. The Savannah Bananas had you out on the field on Friday. You're broadcasting on Saturday. You're part of the country music scene. You're everywhere, and I appreciate you taking some time with us. Tell me about Friday. Before we get in, I'm going to ask you a couple of Cardinals questions because everybody loves to turn to Waino for a little bit of a lift here. But first and foremost, the buzz in the crowd in that packed house on Friday when they kind of realized that you were coming must have been amazing for you to hear.
It was, man. I'll tell you. It was a special night. My wife and my oldest daughter got to be there with me as well. They'll never forget that either. But, you know, what a cool thing they're doing. The Savannah Bananas have figured out marketing. They figured out fan interaction levels that I've never seen before. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like a WWE fight mixed with baseball, mixed with, like, the circus mix. I mean, it was crazy. You know, it's just a wild show, but it really is a show. And those guys are talented. You know, they, most of them, I think 85% of them played professional baseball at some level or came out of D1 college if they didn't. And, you know, they're talented baseball players, but they're entertainers. And they put on quite a show, man. And I was exhausted just watching them the first three innings. I'm like, oh my goodness, man, this is nonstop. But, you know, when I talked to Jesse Cole, the owner, before the games, and he was, we were standing out on the field, and he looked up at, like, the very top of the upper deck. He's like, you know what I'm looking at in a big giant stadium like this is I'm wondering, how do I get players up there and then get them back down in time to play, and how do I get them up there, and how do I get, you know, interaction here and here. And the whole thing is about fan engagement, and they've mastered it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing to see. I have not attended one in person yet, but of course they've become a sensation on social media, and now they grow, they sell out wherever they go. I got to think they're coming back big time. I mean, St. Louis was all over that. And I got to think at some point you'll probably bring yourself back to becoming a Savannah Banana. The Georgia native himself, Adam Wainwright.
Well, I had a blast doing it, and they're so welcoming, and the players are just man, they're so gracious, and they're so they're just amazing people, and they love making people smile. And that's what they're out there for. You know, those guys they're not getting paid like big league athletes. They're playing out there because they love the game, and they love making people happy. And that's what they're doing, and they love entertaining. You know, what's funny, I'll tell you a quick story. In March, where the game was supposed to be played in March, and I when I got done playing, I took a year off from pretty much everything. Like, I didn't play golf. I didn't work out. I had my arm in a sling for, you know, a couple of months. I had shoulder surgery, and I was doing other things, playing music. I was gardening, I was farming, all kinds of stuff. But I wasn't working out at all. And so, Bananas asked me to join them in March, and I took a couple months to get back in shape because I wanted to. I'm like, all right, I don't want to embarrass myself. Let me get out there and, you know, do well. And I started throwing bullpens, and I was throwing bullets. I was throwing better than I have in years. And I partially tore my rotator cuff getting ready on one of my bullpen sessions. And so what you saw the other night was me re-injuring it in warm-ups. I thought I'd scarred it over enough to be okay, but what you saw the other night was me going about half speed, little sidewinder action, you know, flipping some slow curves in there. Those guys aren't used to seeing 55 mile an hour curveballs. But it was so fun, man. I'll never forget it. It was just a great time.
It was my daughter who told me that we were on a plane coming back from San Diego, and we landed, and she goes, Dad. And she showed me her phone, and it was you going out on the field. She broke the news to me. Such a neat thing. How long did you spend? Were you in the Cardinals clubhouse? Were you down in that area?
I was up in they kind of hid me up in this donor suite kind of above the third baseline. They had me kind of tucked back in there, and then they kind of snuck me back in the back, like behind everything, ran me through the tunnel real quick, and they wanted to keep it a secret so bad, just so that reaction would be, you know, authentic. And I'll tell you, the walking out on the field when Jesse was saying, you know, like, you know, former player, 3,000 or whatever he was saying, World Series champ, the crowd started getting a buzz of like what was about to happen. And I'll tell you, man, that's a feeling as special as it gets for a former player and somebody who holds St. Louis in such high regard as I do. It's like home for us and our family and the organization that I just love so much and means so much to me, and fan base that means so much to me, city that means so much to me. To get that kind of response was, man, it just, you know, it makes you almost cry out there. It's really special.
I played in a pro-am once with David Freeze, not to name drop, but Freeze told me that he was nervous, and I'm like, really? And he said, yeah. He said, I'm nervous to play in this. I haven't played in front of a crowd since I retired. And he said, and I miss it. I miss the feeling of waking up and being nervous to go out and perform. Now, you're broadcasting, so you're in front of an audience and you're playing music. But there is something to be said about that, isn't there, as a former player?
Yeah, it's a buzz, you know. If you're a hunter, it's when you see that buck walk out of the woods and you get your heart starts racing. If you're a fisherman, it's when you tie into one of those big giant stinking lunkers. And if you're a golfer, it's when you step onto the first tee of Oakmont or, you know, some incredibly prestigious course. That's what it's like every time when you get out onto the field, when you really learn to appreciate it. You know, sometimes we take for granted the things that we get to do at that level, but when you really take time to appreciate what we get to do, what we got to do for a long time for a profession, playing in front of sold out crowds and incredible stadiums and fields that we've been watching since we were 3 years old. It really is kind of remarkable, and such a blessing that we get to live that out.
I see that a week from today, you are playing at the Factory in a concert to benefit Big League Impact. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this is going to be our first ever concert to benefit Big League Impact, our charity that I started back in 2013. And I'll just be very honest. We need people to start signing up. It's always, St. Louis has gotten behind everything I've ever done, charity-wise, in the city. They are a little slower to sign up, but they sign up better than every city, and it's time for us to to get this concert going. I can't wait to get home and practice. I had a Cubs Red Sox broadcast last night at Wrigley Field. These Cubs are tough, by the way, but we're spending the day in Chicago, and then I'm going to get back and practice all week and get back up to St. Louis and hopefully put on a great show. We got some great people joining us. Austin Bohannon is joining us, a up and coming country music star. And, we have Joanna Cotter, who's been a longtime member of the Eric Church Band, joining us, and she is amazing. So we love, and then I've got my full band out there. We're going to be putting on a show, and I just can't wait to get out there and perform. But just at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're raising money for people in need, and we're raising money for food, water, shelter programs around the city, around the globe, and we just need some help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Help. So thanks for letting me talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I asked you to come on, and I saw that a week from today you're going to be playing. Again, it's from 5:30 to 10 at the Factory, bigleagueimpact.org, to get tickets to that concert and see Waino. That's a neat thing. I've seen Waino play multiple times. He's really, really good. Waino, you are one of the best pitchers in Cardinals history, and you would know this situation as well as anyone, that if you're not pitching well, if your starters can't do the job, it really weighs on the team. You don't want to put it on one person ever when you're talking about a team. But if the Cardinals rotation, which right now it's just not firing on all cylinders, is not working, it's just not going to work.
Well, that's true of any team, you know, and that's it all starts with your starting pitchers. It's starting pitchers, they work one out every 5 days, and I was in the minor leagues. I remember my roommate Kelly Johnson, who played in the big leagues for a long time. Kelly said, "Why is it that the starting pitcher gets so much hoopla about them? You know, why do we have to avoid y'all during your day to pitch? And why can't we talk to you? Or why can't you play cards and all this kind of stuff?" And everybody's different. That's just the way I was. But, I said, "Kelly," and he came to appreciate this a couple games into the season. I said, "The only player on the field that can lose a game in the first 5 minutes is a starting pitcher." You go out there and you lay an egg in the first inning and give up 4 or 5 runs. It's really hard to come back from that. I said, so, you know, you just need your starting pitcher to go out there and be on whatever it is, to have him be the most focused and prepared that he can possibly be. Get out of his way, or talk to him, or play cards, or don't play cards, whatever it is. He's high maintenance that day. That's fine. Get out of his way. And that's true of any team. Starting pitchers are the most important person on the field because of that. I'm a little biased, but, you know, you have a catcher who manages the pitching staff. You have a shortstop that's in charge of, you know, controlling the infield, and the center fielder controlling the outfield. But the starting pitcher is where it all starts and ends right there. And I'll tell you that for a long stretch this season, the starting pitchers, I would say, overperformed what we thought they were going to be able to do going into the season. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, and those guys were doing great. I mean, earlier on this year, Fetty threw a complete game, 9 innings, shutout. Sonny threw the second greatest game of all time in history of the Cardinals' great franchise. I mean, 9 innings, no one hit, 11 strikeouts and 89 pitches, the second highest game score ever. That's crazy when you think about the great games that have been pitched there. We've seen Pallante pitch last year. He pitched at a level that was outstanding. I was kind of hoping he would back that up and take the next step. It's a long answer, but what I'm saying is there's ups and downs. You want to see Fetty can, you know, be like he was earlier in the year. He's had a tough stretch. Miles has had a tough stretch, but Miles was going really good there in the middle of the season. So I don't know, man. I'm hoping they get it turned around because I love those guys. They're good friends of mine, but they can perform better. They know that. And you know, the last game that Sonny had is unfortunate, but he's had a great year. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do at the trade deadline because I don't really have any idea which way they're going to go with it. I don't think really anybody does.
Yeah, that was my last thing for you, is just kind of your feel for that. I mean, you are friends with John Mozeliak. You guys know each other well. You know him well. And you know that this is coming to the end for him as president of baseball operations. But there's also a buzz, and rightfully so, about Chaim Bloom and what he's accomplished. It sounds like the two are collaborating well and are looking ahead at 26. While there was a bit of a surprise there that they contended for as long as they did in 25. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm just saying this is about building this thing so it never gets broken again.
Yeah, and that's the way it's always been. You know, we've always had a chance. Going into spring training, you always thought, you know what, we could win the World Series this year. And I would say for maybe the last couple of years, that's really not what everybody's expectations in the city have been. And that's probably a foreign feeling to a Cardinal fan. That's a foreign feeling to me, for sure. Going into this season, I thought, okay, I think they're going to compete. I don't know. When I look around the league, I mean, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Phillies, you look at the Mets, the teams that have really spent a lot of money on the marquee players. It's hard to say that you can compete with those guys unless you go out and do something, or unless you develop your players really, really well in the minor leagues. And our system was a few years behind seemingly, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do at the break, because you could see them trade 3, 4, 5 players, and you could see them trade one or two and try to make a go of it. I always go back. We were 10.5 games back in September on, what, September 1st, 2011, 10.5 games back. But we had the right guys on the team to make that work. So being right now, what are they, 7.5 back? Is that something like that?
8.5 in the division, yeah.
8.5 in the division, but only 3.5 in the wild card.
Two and a half.
So you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. We saw Arizona go all the way to the World Series 2 years ago. I mean, you just never, ever know if you get hot at the right time. Can this team get hot? Yeah, this team's proven this year they can get hot. They can win a lot of games. So I think if they want to compete, they're going to have to move a couple of people and bring some people in. I do think that. I just don't know if that's what the plan is. It's hard to know. I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's still 11 days to figure it out. It's July 20th, and a week from today, July 27th, Adam Wainwright, let's give that site out again, bigleagueimpact.org. You can grab tickets to the Big League Bash as Adam Wainwright and friends will be at the Factory in Chesterfield. My man, it's great to hear your voice as always. Thank you for joining us on KMOX. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you too. Yeah, we'll see you next Sunday at the Factory, Chesterfield. Can't wait to be there.
There he is, St. Louis Cardinals legend, Savannah Bananas legend, Adam Wainwright with us on KMOX. Good to be with him. When we come back, we'll talk golf. It's the Open Championship. It is underway, and Scottie Scheffler's lead is not as huge as it was about an hour ago. We'll keep an eye on that. There's a up-and-comer who is making a run at Scheffler, who has a 4-shot lead at the Open Championship. We'll be back on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.